You know, he never warns us because he's trying to restrict us from pleasure or from life. It's the opposite. He warns us because these things that we could easily fall into are the very things that rob us from why we're alive, for the very purpose of pleasure, delight, and design that God has for us. Well, hey there, welcome back. Glad that you could join us. Chapter 7 of Proverbs is what we're looking at today. It's interesting, I did a kind of a radio show here, maybe 3 months ago, and the chapter I was supposed to talk on in that assignment was Proverbs chapter 7. So the Lord speaks clearly in warnings about adultery, immorality. And even those who have kept your heart clean, you've kept your life clean, the warning is still good. I tell our folks in our school of ministry when we have a week where we talk about sexual issues, and I tell them, listen, I've never fallen off a cliff. And the reason why is I don't go close to the edge. I don't play with that issue. And when we talk about immoral things, you don't want to come close. You don't want to toy with it as though it's something you can master. The scripture actually says, flee youthful lust. And so the principles here, whether you're married or not married, or you know, are 80 years old or 8 years old, doesn't matter what it is, these things apply to you. So let's start here with chapter 6, verse 32 actually starts the conversation. It says, he who commits adultery destroys his own soul. Think about that for a minute. What is the soul? It's the place of emotions. It's our intellect. It's our will. It's that internal world. And those who have a heart bent towards illicit relationships actually do damage to their own internal world. And they begin to die and to get fractured and really messed up. And the Lord is giving us the kind warning of a father. Of course, this is speaking about the adulteress because he's talking to his son. But this would apply. Women, be careful of the guys that are like this as well. All right. So we move on throughout this this chapter. The first five verses have to do with embracing the commandments of the Lord. And I love this. Verse 1, we'll just start with it, and I'll talk for a moment. My son, keep my words. Treasure my commands within you. Keep them and live. Sometimes the safety that we dwell in, that place of peace that we live in, is directly related to how we value God's commandments. His commandments are not punishment. His commandments are not restrictive. The commandment of the Lord is actually the empowerment to live in a right way. As we go on through this chapter, it says that this particular woman, this harlot, she was dressed that way. In verse 11, it says she was loud and rebellious. It says her feet would not stay at home. What does that mean? It means that the walk of her life was not focused on developing legacy. Just think about that, developing home life. It was about her own, perhaps, career, her own personal experience, her own independent lifestyle. It had nothing to do with longevity of affecting multiple generations. When you consider that your life, number one, we are living for eternity. Number two, we are living to create a legacy, creating a momentum where multiple generations live under the favor and blessing of God because of how we chose to live. It means everything. It means everything. And here's the warning. This one has no value for home. They're loud. They're rebellious. Her ways are easy to recognize. It goes on. She says in verse 14, she says, I have my peace offerings with me. Today I've paid my vows. She's trying to draw this man into an illicit relationship. And she lets him know, listen, I'm ready to give my peace offerings after we sin. You can't sin expecting that you just wipe your mouth and walk away and confess it and nothing happens. When we join ourselves incorrectly to other people, deep repentance has to happen for there to be true, true healing. And so this whole chapter is just shouts, warnings. And then I want to take you, if you'll go with me, to the end of the chapter. And he says, verse 24, he says, now therefore, listen to me, my children, pay attention to the words of my mouth. do not let your heart turn aside to her ways. Think about that. Because here is what I think to be a primary warning. If you'll remember chapter 4, verse 23, I gave you one of my life verses. Watch over your heart with all diligence, because from it flow the issues of life. And here he says, if you're watching over your heart, you won't allow your heart to value what she values. Sometimes the compromise happens in here first, where we start valuing things that are wrong, like rebellion, being vulgar or whatever it might be. We start valuing wrong things. We start valuing, she's so independent, when actually what it is she has no value for legacy. She has no value for longevity, for affecting multiple generations. And so what happens is when we watch over our heart, the things that are wrong values, things that God does not celebrate, they start to become appealing. When that happens, we've got to put on the brakes. Keep accountable to people. Recognize what's going on here. And it just says, do not let your heart turn aside to her ways. Don't let her way of doing life be what you value. Don't let that attract you. Don't let that attract you into compromise. First, in values. Secondly, in thought. Third, finally, eventually, in action. And then it goes on down and it ends here in verse 27, which is kind of a scary verse. It says, her house is the way to hell. So you want to know where the gate of hell is? It's at her house. And so when the Lord gives us warnings like this, you know, he never warns us because he's trying to restrict us from pleasure or from life. It's the opposite. He warns us because these things that we could easily fall into are the very things that rob us from why we're alive, for the very purpose of pleasure and delight and design that God has for us. These things actually ruin us along the way. So that's the reason we can embrace the commands of the Lord with pleasure, is because we know everything he commands me to do, everything he commands me not to do, is for my safety. It's for my pleasure. It's for long life, multiple generations, enjoying the favor of God. That's the promise of the Lord for you, the promise of the Lord for me. Next week, we're going to look at chapter 8. And chapter 8 is actually, it's going to be hard for me to do this in one setting. It's actually one of my favorite chapters in the Bible, and it's Proverbs chapter 8, and we'll look at it as to the reason why. But I bless you with that sense of longevity. I bless you with that privileged responsibility to know we live to affect multiple generations. Amen.